I have a very distinct privilege tonight to introduce to you a gentleman that is coming here to Nashville, Tennessee, to be with us regularly here on our Grand Ole Opry. He brings with him a lot of friendship from the 48 states and other countries. He brings to our Grand Ole Opry a lot of distinction, a man that has a lot of very fine caliber. We're proud of him. He was known at one time and possibly still known as America's most beloved cowboy. Tonight, I won't refer to him as a cowboy. I'll say that he is America's best loved country singer. And we're proud to have him take a spot here with us on the Opry. And I know that you people will look forward to listening to him every Saturday night when he's here on the Opry. And later we'll tell you just what his position is here at the Grand Ole Opry and around radio station WSM. I take pleasure in introducing to you, friends, the one and only Tex Ritter!
Thank you very much, Roy. I might say that I'm delighted to be here with you and all of the other great stars of the Grand Ole Opry. After 28 years in California, I figured it's about time to migrate. So we're delighted to be here with you. I thought I would start off my career at WSM with a piece of material that I recorded during the war years, Roy. It's the one that I've recorded it several times since, the one that concerns itself with the the Soldier Boy and the Deck of Cards. It was during the North African campaign, a group of soldier boys had been on a long hike. They came to a little town called Bazerte. The next day being Sunday, some of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayers, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had prayer books took them out, but this one boy only had a deck of cards, so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the boy was taken prisoner, brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "Playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, because if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The boy said, "Sir, I had been on a long march for 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy began his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace in my deck of cards, I know there is but one God. The deuce tells me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I look at the four, I remember the four great evangelists who preached the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When I see the five, I'm reminded of the five wise virgins who trimmed the lamps. There were 10 of them, 5 were wise and were saved, 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I look at the 6, I know that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And the 7 tells me that on the 7th day he rested from his work and called it holy. When I look at the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There were Noah, his wife, their 3 sons and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. 9 out of the 10 didn't even think. Of course, when I look at the 10, I always remember the 10 commandments. The 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on the tablets of stone. And when I see the king, sir, I know there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The jack, or knave, is the devil. When I count the spots on my deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my deck of cards serves me not only as a Bible almanac, but also a prayer book. Thank you.